Well, I don't know if, as awful as that regime is, I'm not sure we necessarily want to topple it, given the alternatives, which is anarchy. The second thing is, they're decision makers. So you're trying to change their calculus. If you raise the cost of doing what they're doing, there's a chance they won't do it again. That does happen, and it has happened many times in world history, that you raise the cost, they don't do it again. Now, there is a chance that they will do it again, and then we'll have to make another call. Do we want to escalate? And that's clearly a danger. But I do think the idea, if the U.S. says something about weapons of mass destruction, about whether it's in Iran or in Syria, and we do nothing, then the entire nonproliferation regime, which the U.S. has basically been leading for the past 70 or 80 years, that begins to fray badly, and the costs down the road are much worse. So raise the cost for Assad, and then see what happens.